The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. We have Eric Ryder at the board. He is our producer. And today we are going to be talking to someone who really needs no introduction, though I copied and pasted one anyway. I'm talking about none other than Anson Williams, Potsy from Happy Days. He's also the creator and promoter and manufacturer of a product that literally saves lives. And there's a lot to say about that aspect of this gentleman's life. Anson Williams is an American actor, singer, and director, best known for his role as Warren Potsy Weber on the television series Happy Days, 1974 to 1984, a role for which he was nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor. He has since become a prominent television director, working on programs such as Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Lizzie McGuire, and The Secret Life of the American Teenager, also Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and it goes on from there. We want to talk to Anson about his career, yes, but also about a product that is advertised every week here on Trip Talk called Alert Drops. It can save lives, and it is doctor recommended. It's even been honored by the U.S. Congress, but we'll get more from the man himself. Let's say hello once again, second time on Trip Talk, Anson Williams. Anson, we're delighted to have you with us again.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thanks so much.
There's a wonderful interview in the current issue of American Road magazine. I have to say that Thomas Arthur Rep, co-founder of the magazine, did a phoner, as they say, a phone interview with you. And out came all this information, a lot of that stuff for TV trivia buffs like myself that I did not know until I read that interview. You know, Anson, I'd like to start, because I want to leave plenty of time for talking about alert drops. It is important because we're talking about the highway epidemic of drowsy driving. But I did want to say that something that I came to fully appreciate by reading this interview is that people who say, oh, yeah, Potsy, forever beloved as Potsy, there when they think of you, Anson Williams, they think, wow, that was his breakout right there. That really put him on the map. And to look at that in terms of Happy Days, I get it. But really, the turnaround in your life as an aspiring performer wasn't with Happy Days. It had to do with the Golden Arches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's funny. You know, I knew when I started, I didn't know anybody in show business. I could have been from Iowa, wherever. Literally, you know, I started by standing in what's called equity lines, which is, auditioning for theater, live theater. And there's an equity line and a non-equity line. And the union makes producers see anybody who stands in the non-equity line. So you have a chance to be heard. So I would spend hours in these lines. And finally, I got an apprentice job, and slowly you build up, but you're pretty much starving. You're doing three other jobs at the same time. Well, along came a commercial call for a McDonald's commercial, and it was the first singing commercial. It was the cleanup crew. And it's the first time they used the song, "You Deserve a Break Today." Barry Manilow wrote that. Well, Howie Morris, I don't know if anyone out there knows Howie Morris, but he used to be just a big, big comedian, a comedic actor. He's on shows. Well, he became a commercial director. And I remember going in front of him to audition, and he said, "Oh, you're just too young. And you also had to sing." He said, "We need a bass voice." I go, "You got it. Grab a bucket and mops." And he starts laughing. I start begging for the job. I'm saying, "I'm broke." Anyway, I got the job. We shot the commercial. It went on the air pretty quickly, and it became the standout hit. They did not stop playing it. And from the moment I booked that one commercial, I never had to do anything but show business again. It turned my life around, where I could afford just to stay in entertainment. And that one commercial did it.
Anson, you were where you needed to be, and you hung in there, because in looking a bit deeper into your biography, now, you were born in Los Angeles, and didn't you go to Burbank High School?
I did. I went to Burbank High School, yep.
where you were in some productions. You also, from what I understand, were on the track team.
No, actually, I was on the track team in junior high, and I wasn't. Oh. I didn't perform at all in high school. I kept it very quiet. I was on the football team, you know, second string, but enough to letter and look good. And but no, I wasn't on the track team in high school. You know, it had to be. You needed that football letter to fit in, you know.
Yes, yes. And as you would find out with Happy Days, it pays to have the right jacket you're wearing as well.
Right, exactly. That was a good jacket.
And also, I could see your athletic build. I used to watch you on Happy Days. I'm a first-generation viewer. And I thought, that guy looks like he was a high school athlete or something. I would never rate one of those jackets, but he got one. And there you were, Burbank High School. I bring it up in part because that's near where NBC television happens. So you were right there in that milieu of show business.
Yeah, well, I could have been in another state. It didn't matter. I was just, you know, we had a GI Bill house, you know, three little bedrooms, one bathroom, $100 in the bank. Didn't know anybody, nothing at all, and just started from scratch. At least I was in an area that was warm instead of starting in New York, but I just started in LA and, you know, and just found my way. But honestly, I guess the one convenience thing is I happen to be in the area. So, it was easier to get to places, things like that. But as far as helping me in show business, other than convenience, didn't matter.
And I can tell you that being connected with a magazine that is largely about car culture, it's perhaps ironic that when you went to your audition, weren't you rather late because of car trouble? The car wasn't working?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Happy Days had two pilots. And the first one didn't sell. The first one didn't have Fonzie in it, didn't have Ralphie in it, had a different Mr. C. Marion Ross was in it, Ron was in it, I was in it. Aaron Milan wasn't in it, it was a different Joni. But just going back, I got a call to audition for this particular pilot, and it was just the next morning, it was just a horrible day in Southern California. It was torrential rain, and I had this junky little car. And I'm on my way to the audition, and it just breaks down. Can't get it started. Back then, we did not have cell phones, so I had to get out of the car, get soaking wet, find a payphone, call AAA, you know, and then literally probably waited 2 hours for them. It was so busy that day. They get to me, they got the car started. And now I'm probably 4 hours late to the audition, and I'm thinking to myself, well, forget it. I mean, forget going. And something deep inside me just pushed me forward, saying, "No, go, go." I felt ridiculous, and I looked like a drowned rat. And so I get to Paramount Studios. I go through the gate. My name's still there. I find Millie Gussie's office, who was head of television casting. I walk in looking like a drowned, like I just came out of a lake. I apologize why I was late, da-da-da. The receptionist gets on the phone, Anson Williams here, and I hear this loud voice behind the door. "He's lucky we didn't find a potsy yet." What's a potsy? So I was late, but... they gave me the sides to look at. I go in there, I read. She goes, "Sit here, don't move." She goes in the other room, and I hear, "I don't care if you're looking at wardrobe. He's perfect. Get in here. He's perfect. Get in here." She goes, "Go wait outside." So wait outside, and after a few minutes, a very tired-looking man by the name of Gary Marshall walks through into the other office. I get called back in. I read again. He goes, "Do you play baseball?" I go, "Yeah." "Are you good?" "Yeah, it's very important you play baseball." I go, "I play." I was in the All-Star game. He goes, "Yo, bro, you must be good. That's good." He goes, "Go wait outside." Now I'm waiting outside again. Waiting. Ron Howard comes in. because he's already cast. And we do a thing. It goes, great. Both of you wait outside. Now we wait. Now all these people in suits come walking in. The network. They come walking in. We read in front of them. They laugh. And they go, well, thank you. I go, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Meaning all this time, what do you mean thank you? I mean, what a waste of time. So by the time I got back to my house, you didn't have cell phones or anything. You know, those little tape players that recorded a message. But the phone was ringing. I pick it up. It's my agent saying, where have you been? I go, what do you mean where I've been? I just got home. He goes, you got the part. They need you there tomorrow morning for wardrobe, and you're shooting the next day. And that was it. Got the part, showed in the cell. A year later, American Graffiti came out, and Grease was on Broadway. The 50s became hot. They changed the tone of the show to more of a graffiti-like show. The first one was very soft. They added Fonzie. They added Ralphie. They added Tom Bosley. They added Aaron Moran. And we shot this pilot, and the rest is history.
And TV history it is. 10 years. What an incredible time. When you were doing that work, could you ever envision, and I'm sure you had a million things on your mind anyway at the time, Anson, but could you foresee the kind of popularity that would make the show iconic to such an extent that now you have a whole new generation of Happy Days fans, and you don't have, for proof, you don't need to do any more than some days go down to your mailbox. People actually find you.
Oh, gosh, yeah, they do. We thought, you know, it would be a hit for a while because it was current and kind of a popular genre. We had no idea of the explosion, and that happened kind of organically. I mean, Henry created Fonzie. And so all these things were spontaneous in the development of the show. Things that weren't in the script, that became the script. Everybody contributed. And pretty soon it was bigger than the whole. You know, all of a sudden it was like just something so special, undefinable. Also, the chemistry was rare. The chemistry of the cast was so rare, every culture felt it all over the world. Even if they didn't understand the period of time, they understood the chemistry. So there was just that it factor, that magical, you know, wand that just hit that particular set, and then it grew into a phenomenon. But more than that, we made the best. We're all still best friends. We're all still in the entertainment business, behind the camera, in front of the camera, because Gary Marshall, which was such a great boss and teacher. He cared about us and he inspired us to learn all we could about the entertainment business, to take up the opportunity of being on the Paramount lot to learn many other areas of entertainment. So we got such an education for our future to be able to keep surviving in this business. So, it was much more than doing a television show. It really was. It was a life experience. It was our college. You know, it was such a training ground for future success. And that's all because of Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall, that's so well said, Anson. Gary Marshall, when I look upon Happy Days, and just from picking up information over the years. Now, of course, Gary Marshall was working with a couple of seasoned pros in Tom Bosley and Marion Ross. But with you youngsters there, he actually seems to have played rather an avuncular role where he would gather all of you, the younger ones, and kind of show you the ropes of show business.
He did. He really inspired us to wear many hats. Now, Ron Howard is already a star. But he was a great leader, too, because his discipline and his work ethic was impeccable. No ego, just incredible guy. So he was a leader too. But Gary did, take us under wing and really made sure none of us got egotistical, none of us spent our energies in stupid places that don't really count. He said, what counts is what's on screen. I'll do anything creatively for you guys. Don't tell me you don't like the rug in your dressing room. You know, he said, don't waste my time with that kind of stuff. It doesn't go on screen. It doesn't help you, you know. Stick to what's going to make this the best show in the world. And that's going to give you more success, you know, than a bigger dressing room.
Man, those are words to live by. I know that you're going to be visiting us again and again, Anson. We always roll out the red carpet for you. But at this point in our interview, I just feel duty bound because I want people to hear about this. We run the ad every week. Still, I would love for you to describe the origins of Alert Drops, which literally is a product that has the ability to save lives on the highway.
Yes, and it has been. But I give really the credit to my uncle who passed away about 3 years ago, Dr. Henry Heimlich, who created the Heimlich Maneuver. Big influence on my life and just a phenomenal, caring philanthropist. As I was very involved with him with the Heimlich Maneuver and all that at the time. But one particular day, I was directing, and it was an exhausting day, and I fell asleep at the wheel driving home. I mean, just blacked out. I'm sure a lot of people out there understand what I'm talking about. Well, I instantly woke up, but I could have killed myself. I could have killed somebody. I didn't, thank goodness. And when I talked to Dr. Heimlich about it, who's an egghead with science and how the body works, I mean, an egghead, he said, Anson, keep cut-up lemons with you when you're going to have exhausting days. And he said, when you start feeling tired, bite into it. And he explained how the citric acid and sour lemon will hit the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and the reflex reaction of the body is adrenaline. You're up instantly. Nothing in your system. The body waking the body instantly. Not any different than going to the doctor, and, you know, the doctor checks your reflexes. He checks your knee, your elbow. He said it's the same thing on the tongue. There's sensory connection. There's reflex action, sensory connection between tongue and brain. And the reflex action on this is adrenaline. You're up. So I started doing that for years. And it stopped the problem. And then through the years, not only was I in the entertainment business, but I went into creating problem-solving products. I loved it. I loved creating problem-solving products. We were on QVC for 10 years, and, you know, we did very well. And I was reading about, at that point, the catastrophic problem of drowsy driving. And it is, everyone out there, listen, please stop and listen to this. You're going to save someone's life. There are more deaths, more tragedies, I'll say it again, more deaths, more tragedies than medicated and drunk driving combined. More than drunk driving and medicated driving combined. You see all these billboards, don't drive drunk, don't drive drunk, which is important. But don't drive drowsy, there's even more deaths happening. I don't see that enough. So I had this idea, and I called Hank, Dr. Heimlich, and I said, listen, instead of biting into lemons, being that it's a super-powered lemon, why don't we put the right amount of citric acid, sour lemon, water, in a spray drop? And this way you can just spray it right on top of your tongue, and you can just pinpoint the lingual nerve, and I think it'll work better than biting into a lemon. And he said, absolutely do it. He said, you will save more lives in the maneuver. There's a lot more exhausted people than choking. He says, absolutely it will work. And he helped me. He helped me develop it. And we created this little spray. It's called Alert Drops. And because of Dr. Heimlich, we have stopped so many unnecessary tragedies. But it goes further. Aside from driving, you know, there's drowsiness and exhaustion in every area of life. We found that Alert Drops is stopping major problems in the workplace. It's stopping kids from drinking too much caffeine and energy drinks and all that to try to stay up to study using Alert Drops. Anybody, any type of exhaustion, it's an instant wake-up call for you. It's great for sports before going into sports. And there's nothing in your system. It's just your body waking the body. You can't overdose on it. I mean, it's just a very simple, natural way of staying clear-headed and alert, not falling asleep, not being sloppy on the job. Already, we've been honored by the United States Congress and California State Senate, City of L.A. A big deal was Parent Magazine. You know how detailed they are. They did their own medical research on it, brought in their own doctor. And they came up, they said, genius fix for drowsy moments. That was the headline. So it's been recommended and approved by one of the top psychiatrists in the country because he did it on his subject group. And so anyway, everyone out there, you know, your family, your friends, get alert drops. Go to alertdrops.com. It's alertdrops.com. And prevent major tragedies. Very easy, and it's very reasonable. And we're not really there for the money. We're there to help. It's paying Dr. Heimlich forward. It will stop tragedies. You know, you don't want to get a call from a friend that whose child or husband passed away or is in the hospital because of exhaustion. You want to get a call from a friend saying, "Thank you for giving me this product. Thank you. You stopped the tragedy from happening." So everyone out there, go to alertdrops.com. I can't tell you how important it is. Alertdrops.com. You'll go there and you'll read all about the science, all the credibility, why it works, how it works. You'll see an article by Dr. Heimlich. You'll all sorts of testimonials by people who have used it. But more than anything, you'll educate yourself. And what I tell people too is, honestly, if you don't want alert drops, you know, for whatever reason, then okay, have cut up lemons in your car. Do what I did at the beginning. Have cut up lemons in your car. If you're in an exhausted situation, bite into the lemon. It'll hit the lingual tongue, the lingual nerve, and you'll get that reflex action and stop a tragedy before it happens. Another problem too, these kids in college are staying up all night drinking all this coffee, all this other junk, and they're going to the hospital. They're overdosing on it. They're going to the hospital. They're screwing up their sleep patterns. It's so unhealthy. And alert drops is such a problem solver for those situations too. You know, we donated thousands and thousands of units to our heroic frontline healthcare workers. They're working 16, 17 hours a day, saving lives, and they requested alert drops, and we sent it. We gave it to them.
And wow! Bless you for that.
Because their job is so exhausting, and you do have to be clear. So yeah. So anyway, and it's also, and again, it's paying Dr. Heimlich forward. I mean, what a legacy he has in life. He lives every day because of alert drops and because of the Heimlich maneuver. Future generations are going to be here. He's saving lives every day. He's living every day by saving lives. What a legacy, you know?
It certainly is. And I just now, when you were talking about it, Anson, I'm so glad that you mentioned the frontline health workers, because I've seen pictures there of nurses in particular who are working 3 18-hour shifts in a row, and they've got this mask on that they keep because there was a shortage of the supplies, you know, and this mask has worn grooves into their face, and you see a close-up picture of them, you look in their eyes, there's just no light in there at all, and I ask myself, how can they get through this? This is just brutal. So then you have to go home and tend to your family when you're driving there. I mean, that is a serious hazard.
Yes, it is. And you know, alert drops. It's a big help for that. It's a big.
And
help
you made those available, so you were able to move that through channels to get it to these folks. Okay, you've got one up on some sectors of the government.
We actually got a call. There's an organization that got it to all these people. We got a call, and we came through for them.
Well, I thank you on behalf of everybody who needs that safety, who needs that boost. That is a wonderful thing. I want to tell everyone once again that in the current issue of American Road magazine, there is a feature interview with Anson Williams, and the subtitle is Still Finding His Way to Happy Days. And you can tell that he wants to do it safely as well. It's a wonderful landmark show. I'm so grateful that we had the opportunity to talk to you once again, Anson. You are welcome. I mean, we'll be giving you a call many a time, because we'd love to discuss your career, how it relates to car culture and the American landscape. If we go back maybe 4 or 5, 6 decades to see what life was like then and how far we've come, and maybe how we've taken some byways that might not have been the best idea when we look at the idyllic times represented by Happy Days and with your wonderful performances there. So thank you, Anson, for joining us today. We look forward to talking to you again.
Plug in for American Road. I love this magazine. In fact, I was trying to come up with, I came up with a line. I said, all you need is a car, a key, and gas. for an adventure of a lifetime. For an adventure of a lifetime. And it's true. You can just get in that car. And American Road, it's such an exciting magazine. And you learn so much about America. Author and places you never knew existed. They're phenomenal. Fun times, fun things. And that does bring you back to the 50s. Because back then, families drove more than they flew. They would go down, you know, Route 66. They would go off. They would drive to places as a family and spend time and stop off. And, well, you know, American Road Magazine has taken it to another level, you know.
Well, thank you.
It's your table. It tells you how to get there, where to eat, where to stay.
It's so inviting, as you say in the interview, the magazine gives you a real cross-section of life, American life. Thank you, Anson, for joining us today, and hopefully we're going to have you back with us for more Happy Days, talk of it, and of your wonderful career sometime soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to American Road Trip Talk, along with Thomas and Becky Rep, co-founders of American Road Magazine. We remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue featuring Anson Williams. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American Road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days. And I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. Kids studying in college, drinking too much caffeine, overloading on these energy drinks, they end up in the hospital. Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water, co-created with my uncle, Dr. Henry Heimlich, creator of the Heimlich Maneuver, who said, Anson, Alert Drops will save more lives than the maneuver. Whether you are driving, whether you are studying, whether you're just a tired mom, whenever you need to be alert, get Alert Drops. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. It's scientifically proven. It's doctor approved. Again, it's natural. It's been honored by the United States Congress. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.